The pasuk says that Hashem Yisbarach says ki yidatev. I love Avram Avinu lamanish yitzav as bonav as beisay akrav, because he teaches his family v'sham b'darach Hashem to follow the way of Hashem, lasat tzedakah u'mishpat, to do tzedakah u'mishpat laman havi Hashem l'Avram, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward Avram Avinu eis asher dibar lov, what he has promised that he will give him. And many Mefarshim asked the question, Avram Avinu, who was the man who jumped into fire, Avram Avinu, who was the man who brought his son for an Akedah, what makes Avram Avinu great, that he told and taught his family to do the right thing? Isn't that something that every parent does, that everybody tries to do to make sure that their family acts in an appropriate manner? Why is this specifically the manash yitzaves bonavas beisei akrav, that he teaches his family v'sham b'derech Hashem, the reason from all other possible reasons why ki yedatev, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should love him more? So I saw from Rav Yehuda Tzadka in the Sefer Kol Yehuda that he explains that if a parent wants his children to be influenced by him, speeches don't work. If a parent tells a child, don't speak Lashon Hara, but he himself speaks Lashon Hara. If a parent tells a child, learn Torah, but a child never sees that his father is learning Torah. If a parent tells a child, daven properly, but the child never sees his parent daven properly, then there isn't much hope that the child will accept that lesson. The only way a parent could really be successful with his child chinuch is if he sets an example. But setting an example is something that you need to be doing 24/7. Says the pasuk, "Kedativ." Why do I love HaKadosh, Avram Avinu says HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Lemana sheyitzav es bonav es beisei akrav. He teaches by example his children how to live the life Hashem wants us to live. And now we could understand why this behavior is what particularly caused Hashem to love Avram Avinu. Because yes, taking a child to an akedah is a tremendous mesiras nefesh. Yes, jumping into a furnace, is a tremendous mesiras nefesh. But it's a mesiras nefesh of 1 hour, of one moment. The mesiras nefesh of properly teaching our children is a mesiras nefesh that consumes every moment of our lives. And therefore, it's a mesiras nefesh that is so much more difficult and so much more all-encompassing. And that's why Hashem says, ki yedatev. And I saw that the Sefer Ginza Yisrael from the Chartkva Rebbe uses this concept. He says, the Medrash says on the Pasuk regarding the Akedah, Amar Ablevi, Beis Kpam Ksiv Lech Lecha. The Torah uses the words Lech Lecha twice. The Einu Yodim Eze Chaviva. We don't know which is more beloved. Im Hashniya, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu Lech Lecha Al Eretz Amoria, to bring Yitzchak up for the Akedah, or is the first time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Lech Lecha Mi Eretzcha Mi Milaretcha. So says the Medrash, Mimadik Siv Al Eretz Amoria, because the Pasuk says Al Eretz Amoria, Hava Shniya Chaviva Min Rishayna. The second time it says Lech Lecha, but Akedah proves that that is more important, more significant to Hashem. And the question is so obvious. How would anyone assume that Lech Lecha Mi Eretzcha Mi Milaretcha, yes, leaving a home is not necessarily easy, but how could anyone compare that to going to an Akedah? What's the Medrash's question? And what is the Medrash's answer? And there's another Medrash on the word Har Maria. The Medrash says, Chad Omer, one says, L'makam Shahira Yotzul Olam. Lesson came out to the world. Chad Omer, L'makam Shahira Yotzul Olam. Fear came to the world. Again, what does the Medrash mean? So the Ginza Yisrael explains that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of a tzaddik is that he should spend his life not just growing in his own Avodas Hashem, not just growing in his own Limud HaTorah, but spending the time and the effort to teach others. And even if that involves not being able to grow at those moments, because he's preoccupied with teaching others, that is what is expected of us. There's a very famous Maimer Chazal in Masech Nemoi Kotten, Daf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, "Emarav Doim L'Malach Hashem Tzvokos." If your Rebbe is like a Malach, you've actually Torah Mepiyu, learn Torah from him. Imlav, if not, don't. And the question is, who is a Malach? How can we say that our Rebbe is a Malach? How does anyone know who is a Malach? Do we know how to identify someone as a Malach? So he explains the difference between a person and a Malach is a person is considered a Hoylach. He's constantly moving. He's constantly going up higher and higher in his Avodas Hashem. And a Malach is a Oymed. He stands. A Malach doesn't have the opportunity, the need, the ability to grow. He does what Hashem asks him to do. Tell us, Chazal, who is the Rebbe from whom we should be learning Torah? The Rebbe from whom we should be learning Torah is the Rebbe who's a Malach, is the person who, instead of being a Hoylach, instead of growing in his Avodas Hashem, he stops and he's ready to pause just that he should be able to do more in his Avodas Hashem. That is the person to teach others and takes the lesson and takes the characteristic of the Malach and gives up and is willing to forgo his Hoylach. He's willing to forgo his growing in order to teach others. The Zohar says that the Parsha this week, Parshas Vayera, begins with the three Malachim who come to stand there. Says the Zohar, the three Malachim are the three of us, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And the explanation of the Zohar is why were Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov called Malachim, is what we just explained. Because a Malach is an Oymed. A Malach is somebody who's willing to stop and not grow just to be able to teach and influence others. And that was exactly what Avram Avinu did. He was a person, Kiyadativ Lamanashi Yitzavis, Bonav Achrov. He gave up his own Avodas Hashem, his own opportunity to grow. And that was what all the others did, Yitzchak and Yaakov as well. And that's why the Pasuk says, at the beginning of the parasha, for who Yoishev Pesach Oil. And Rashi says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Shev, you sit, Vatasimim Lebanecha. What does Rashi mean to say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Avraham Avinu, if you want to be able to properly mechanech your children, if you want to be able to make sure that your future generations will be Oivdei Hashem, Shev, you have to sit, you have to stop, you have to not think about yourself, you have to think about them. And if you think about them, then you will be able to and do everything, they will succeed. Before the Mitzvah Mila, Avram Avinu was busy growing in his own Avodas Hashem. Only after the Mitzvah Mila, when he had come to the proper Madrega, where now his entire object goal in life was just to teach his children, it was a different Avram Avinu. And that's what the Pasuk means to say. The Lech Lecha of Lech Lecha Mi'artzcha Mi'maladetcha represents personal growth. The Lech Lecha Al Eretz HaMaria represent what we do on behalf of our children, what we do on behalf of the chinuch of our children. And the Medrash begins and says, Ein anu yoidim, eizah chaviva. We're not sure what is more important for us to do in life. Is it more important for us to focus on our own personal growth, representative of Lech Lecha Mi'eretz, Mi'atzcha Mi'latcha, or is it more important for us to focus on our children, on our doiris? Says the Medrash, Har Maria, Misham Yotza Hira, that this Dakeda serves as a lesson to all of us that what's most important to us is teaching, hurrah, teaching our family and teaching our Talmidim and teaching anyone who we come in contact with. What are we supposed to teach them? Yira, to have Yira Shemayim, to spend our lives as Yirei Hashem and Oivdei Hashem. That is what is Chaviva. And that is what made Avraham Avinu so beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Yedativ. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I love him, because he devoted his life not just to himself, but he devoted his life to making sure that his children and his future generations v'shamru derech Hashem.